News. I'm Shelley Adler. President Biden made a trip to Florida Sunday to look at the hurricane damage. President Biden got a firsthand look at the devastation from Hurricane Milton.
For some individuals, it was cataclysmic. All those folks who not only lost their homes, but more importantly, those folks who lost their lives, lost family members, lost all their personal belongings. Entire neighborhoods were flooded, and millions were without power.
He also praised the teamwork he's seen.
To moments like this, we come together to take care of each other, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans. Americans who need help, and Americans who help you if you were in the same situation.
The president will also continue to press Congress to approve additional emergency disaster funding. Recovery from the storm continues to be political. GOP vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Do you think that we've had an incompetent response to this particular crisis, particularly in Western North Carolina, which, to be fair, was hit harder than a lot of us expected it?
Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris spent part of her Sunday at a church in North Carolina addressing the criticism.
Frankly, the motives are quite transparent. To gain some advantage for themselves. To play politics with other people's heartbreak, and it is unconscionable. Now is not a time to incite fear. It is not right to make people feel alone.
Many residents in Western North Carolina are still without power. The latest AP college football poll has Texas at number one, followed by Oregon and Penn State. Ohio State dropped two spots to number four, and Georgia remained at five. This is AP News. And now, the latest from the entertainment world.
I'm Archie Zaralletta with an entertainment update. Jack Nicholson, Spike Lee, and Billy Crystal are being inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame as superfans. Nicholson is a Lakers fan, Lee for the Knicks, and Crystal for the Clippers. Crystal says he merely represents all devoted fans of the game they love.
You want to know what really happened? I'll tell you. It ain't in a headline.
Tia Mowry of Sister Sister fame did not even tell her twin sister Tamara Mowry that she was doing the reality show My Next Act for WeTV. Tia says people should not read too much into that.
She's living her life, I'm living my life. You know, we don't have to tell each other everything, and that's very normal.
An exact replica of the Iron Throne from the HBO series Game of Thrones has sold at auction over the weekend for nearly $1.5 million. Heritage Auction says another hot item was Jon Snow's Longclaw sword, which went for $400,000. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
And I'm Shelley Adler, AP News.